Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Snowy it is out there.
Yes, it is. It's finally looking wintry out there.
Well, sort of. It's not sticking, but...
A little bit.
Not to the sidewalks or pavements, but...
Yeah, grassy areas, as they say, and grassy trees. Areas.
And my car.
And Andy's
car.
Nobody else's car, just Andy's.
Mine. Only one in the parking lot that had snow on it.
Nope.
Woe was me.
All the others were exempt.
Yeah, it was that. It's that light fluffy kind, so it's easy to clear.
It's easy. It's easy snow. I finally put the snow brush in my car.
I have two.
Well,
I found one in the trunk yesterday, and I thought I'll put this in the back seat along with the other one.
One free charm.
Yeah, right.
Schwanny does not have a lot of time to waste when he's cleaning off his car.
Quick speed is efficiency is his key.
One has a scraper on it.
Oh.
So I'm set. I'm ready.
I didn't put mine in because it hasn't snowed.
No, I always have one. And you, here you were a Boy Scout. What is the motto?
Be prepared.
Be prepared.
Be prepared.
My goodness. Well, you're prepared now, so that counts.
I also pledge to be trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, brave, clean, and reverent. And I missed at least seven.
All of the above.
Seven out of ten. Seven. Well, anyway, be careful. Everybody, it is a little bit slippery, so be careful, especially on the, ramps and overpasses, right?
Bridges, yes, bridge decks and ramps.
Bridge decks
and ramps.
Right.
I would allow extra time, by the way.
A little extra time.
You know, seriously, though, we have had numerous accidents overnight and early this morning, and, maybe due in part to the weather out there with the slippery conditions.
It doesn't seem like the roads are slippery, but they can be. So dress in layers. Schwanny, you got an unnecessary winter weather tip?
Use caution as you proceed on the roadways this morning.
Right. Make sure that winter washer well is
the
full.
Blue stuff, yeah. Right?
Oh, I was working on that too. I put air in the tires.
Wow.
Yep. I'm ready.
I got mixed up and I put air in my windshield washer.
Yes.
And I know what's going on at Graceland right now. Graceland Mansion. The public memorial for Lisa Marie Presley is going on the lawn right in front of the Graceland Mansion. Have you ever gone there, Schwanny? You've gone to so many places.
Yeah, I have not been there. I know you were there for the opening of the Elvis movie last year, and I believe she was there also, wasn't she?
She was there. Priscilla, the mother, was there, and it's like the Elvis family, the Presley family, and all the cast and everything. But I had been there once before. I've been there a couple of times, and it's very impressive. The whole thing's very impressive. Now, what they did was... they have created something called the Meditation Garden, which is off to the side of the mansion, and that's where Elvis is laid to rest. And Elvis's mom and dad and grandparents. Elvis had a twin brother when he was born who did not survive. He's buried there. And Lisa Marie's son, who died 2 years ago of suicide, he is laid to rest there. And this morning, Lisa Marie will also be laid to rest in the meditation gardens on the Graceland property.
Elvis's parents also there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Vernon and Gladys.
Gladys, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. They're back there. Elvis and the parents and grandparents are all, buried in the ground. Lisa Marie's son is in a sarcophagus. An above ground place of rest, I guess you might say.
Yeah, kind of a mausoleum like
kind of like a mausoleum,
yeah.
For a casket size mausoleum. And now they just put another sarcophagus right next to his, where Lisa Marie will also be. In fact, they're live streaming the public memorial service. Let me see what's going on there right now. Just click into this. See if we can hear anything. There's a gentleman who's stepping up to the podium right in front of the Graceland Mansion, in the famous Graceland Mansion. And
good morning.
Oh, here we go, yeah.
And it is a good morning. Because we're here. We're all here because we want to be here.
You know, so there are going to be some speeches. There are musical instruments on the stage for this, so I presume there's going to be some music that's part of this as well. So we'll jump into this every once in a while, and, you know, if there's anything interesting going on there, we'll let you know. All right. So we got a lot of nice comments about this show. You know, I filled in for Lisa Dent on Thursday and Friday this past week. And, tons of nice emails, really nice emails. But what people were saying over and over and over again is how much they enjoy the Sunday show. And I thought they were talking about some other Sunday show.
Assumed that they were talking about another show.
I thought they
on another radio station, no less?
I thought they meant Jane Pauley.
Ah.
Really?
Oh, okay.
But people, just an inordinate amount of emails saying how much they enjoy the three of us and the fun that we have here on Sunday morning. You know, that we provide them everything they need, all the news, all the sports, interviews, the A-list celebrities. But most of all, they just enjoy starting the day.
The fun that we have.
The fun that we have.
Because
mm-hmm. we're fun-loving guys.
Yes, we are.
The three of us. Not as much fun as Jane Pauley.
Of course not.
We are the equivalent of the three dummies that were recently sent into space, right?
Speak for yourself.
Speak for yourself.
This is the kind of quality entertainment that people enjoy.
We're not gentlemen.
Apparently. But, so thank you. Thank you for all the nice comments that we received. Lisa Dent will be back tomorrow, by the way. So, things are going to get back to normal around here.
Very good.
Did you have a
night? You were in 2 days for her, I believe?
I was.
Yeah.
Yes, I was. Mm-hmm. Thursday, I got a last-minute call. Can you be here ASAP? So naturally, being the team player that I am, I dropped everything that I was doing.
Be prepared.
Trustworthy,
be
loyal.
Be prepared.
Isn't that funny that I can remember that?
Well, you were involved with scouts for how long?
I know, but it was so many years ago. And ask me what I had for breakfast today. I can't remember that. But I remember the scout. Is it the oath?
Yes, the oath.
Is that
not the motto? The motto is be prepared. But you took the oath where you raise your hand and.
But what is it when you say that you're trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly? Is that that's called something else?
That's the oath.
That's the oath?
That's the oath. O-A-T-H.
I thought the oath was.
What? To preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States?
I'm not becoming president of the United States.
Just a Boy Scout.
As a 12-year-old, although I think sometimes a 12-year-old might do a better job. But no, one is the oath.
And what is the motto?
On my honor, I promise. Wow, I can't even remember this. On my honor, I promise to.
Solemnly swear to do my duty.
Defend, protect, and protect the United.
We'll just mix, rewrite the whole thing.
Oh, wait a minute.
All right, here it is. You ready?
Did you look it up?
On my honor, I will do my best to do my duty to God and my country and to obey the scout law.
To help other people at all times,
to keep myself physically strong, mentally awake,
didn't do that,
and morally straight,
didn't do that.
Okay,
like I said, all of the above.
Now, what is that called? Is that do that?
That's the oath.
That's the oath.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the list of the 10 things, whatever it is, trustworthy, loyal, helpful. That's something else.
Let's see. I think that is scout law.
That sounds right.
Scout Law has 12 points. Each is a goal for every scout. A scout tries to live up to the law every day. It is not always easy to do, but a scout always tries.
Trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, clean.
Courteous.
Courteous, kind.
Obedient.
Obedient.
Cheerful.
Cheerful. Oh, Schwani. Schwani, I got that one nailed, don't I? The cheerful.
You sure do.
Okay. Brave. Reverent.
Yep.
And?
Friendly.
Thrifty.
Stupid.
Thrifty.
Thrifty. Oh, I'm thrifty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thrifty. Wait, read them all again.
Okay, so it's trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous.
I don't think you're supposed to mock the person reading the...
Yeah, come on.
Well, in this case...
Kind, obedient,
yes.
Cheerful,
yes.
Thrifty,
mm-hmm.
Brave, clean, and last but certainly not least, reverent.
Schwani's going to burst.
He's going to go to scout jail for breaking these laws.
I'm some of those things. I was when I was 12.
You were 12? Yes.
Before,
something happened.
Before life dealt its cruel blows.
Before it beat you down.
Some of the best times I had. I hate to be one of those guys that, you know, you look back and those were the best times of your life. I would hope that today will be the best day of my life and tomorrow will be even better. But I got to say, the years that I was in Boy Scouts, that was fantastic.
Well, you talked about camping out at the dunes and doing all kinds of things like that. Yeah.
Perform many, many, you know, good community, great community projects.
Community service, sure.
Friends that I made in the Boy Scouts that I still have today.
Mm-hmm.
Just, it's the blast.
Yeah, I never made it to Boy Scouts. I was a Cub Scout.
I was a Cub Scout also, yeah.
Truth be told, I joined the Cub Scouts because I found out that at one point they go to Wrigley Field for a Cubs game.
Oh,
is that right?
That's the truth.
Really?
Well, yeah. I saw my first Major League Baseball game thanks to the Cub Scouts. Yeah. We went to Old Comiskey Park, 1964.
Now, see, we never went to any sporting events.
No,
I was in both the Cub Scouts and the Boy Scouts.
And truth be told, that's why I also signed up in sixth grade to be a crossing guard.
Because you thought you'd go to a Cubs game?
Yeah, safety patrol, yeah. We went to the Cubs game.
Oh, yeah. I was.
Oh, they did take you to one? Good.
Boy, our school must have been cheap. We didn't do any of those things. We got the nice patrol boy belts.
Yeah, well, those were great, weren't they?
The orange?
Yep.
Did you have orange ones? Yeah, those were cool.
I lost mine. I had to keep borrowing a friend's.
You mean now or
no, then? It's sixth grade.
He stands right outside Wacker Drive in Columbus.
He likes to. Police ask him to, sir, please leave. Take your orange belt and go home. Because you would save something for 50 years, like a patrol boy belt.
Yeah, I lost it, though. I didn't. I misplaced it when I was a patrol boy in sixth grade. Oh, I kept borrowing a friend's.
Wow. So what did your friend have?
We made sure we had different. He had the same one. We just
I know you had the same belt, but when he needed to be a patrol boy, what did he wear?
Well, we worked it out. So when I was on, he wasn't. And
working the angles.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Somehow or other, we finally, they gave me another one or something like that. But I don't know what happened to it.
Those were fun days. We never went to the ball game together. We did a lot of camping. We used to go to Indiana Dunes State Park all the time. Like, seems like we were going at least once a month there. And we go to other
really
places.
That often you went out there?
We went to the dunes all the time.
Wow.
All the time. And then, we do other hiking things, you know, hiking events and things like that. But the big event of the year, Ahwahsapie Scout Reservation in Wisconsin, we'd stay up there for 2 weeks. And it was the greatest. The greatest. You learn all kind of different things. After several years, I was in Scouts for quite a long time. And believe it or not, I became like sort of the senior leader of the troop.
Well, no, seriously, did you aspire to be an Eagle Scout? Really?
I
did you?
I
try
did.
To get there?
I was two merit badges short of being an Eagle Scout.
Wow. Okay.
Because I almost drowned once.
Oh, yes. Oh. I remember you telling me.
And that. I was scared to do, I was scared to swim.
Yeah.
So I had to get a swimming merit badge and a life-saving merit badge. And I couldn't do either of those because I was terrified to go in the water. Hmm. So I'm still traumatized. I have learned to swim since then, by the way. So I actually took some classes so I could overcome that. But it was the greatest. And in my final years, my friend Charlie and I pretty much took the whole 2 weeks just to smoke cigarettes. Did you steal cigarettes from your mom? Yep, I did too.
Let's see, that would go to trustworthy.
No, that would be something like clean.
You had to be fit, brave, healthy. To do it. Yep. Yeah, a little reverent. Yeah, okay.
Truthful.
You want to go smoke? Okay.
But you were helpful to your friend Charlie. You got him some cigarettes.
No, he got his own.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he stole his own. Idiots.
Oh, boy.
Idiot, 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 idiot. Talked to my friend Charlie the other day, by the way. I've known him all my life.
You know Charlie.
You know
he walks a lack of this.
Good time Charlie. You know good time Charlie. All right. And people say they enjoy the show. What are you people thinking out there?
Now it is time once again for one of my favorite stops of the week, Dr. Kevin Most, All Things Health. Dr. Kevin Most, Chief Medical Officer, Northwestern Central DuPage Hospital. Good morning to you, Dr. Most.
Good morning, Dean. Isn't it fun saying all things health instead of all things COVID?
Yeah, boy, that's for sure. although I did want to just lightly touch on COVID for just a second, because not that we're over it, but, you know, certainly the worst of it is definitely over. I read something this week that Illinois now has surpassed 36,000 COVID deaths. Everybody was talking about how there could be a resurgence of it when the holidays came through. People were all inside together for the you know, the holiday season. Are we actually seeing that? Because it feels like things have kind of settled down a little bit.
You know, from the hospitalization point of view, we're still kind of just hanging in the same place. In the general public, down a little bit. Certainly we're seeing this XBB strain that we're concerned about in the Northeast headed this way. We're still at about 10% positivity for XBB, which is the strain that is much more contagious, but not so virulent. But certainly it's over 50% for the rest of the country. So we expect it to be in the Midwest here shortly. But that's going to be more of an inconvenience. People who are immunized are going to do just fine with it. But we're not out of the woods. And it's, again, we're going to be living with this for quite some time.
Yeah, people who are testing positive right now are generally experiencing, you know, kind of flu-like symptoms, severe cold-like symptoms. Very few are being hospitalized anymore, all thanks to the immunizations, which people, you know, shouldn't take this as everything's over. I don't need to get immunized. People still do need to get immunized if they haven't already, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, you at least want to make sure you have your foundational immunizations, because this XBB strain certainly contagious, but not super virulent. We don't know what the next strain is. You know, just a year ago, we were dealing with Omicron, which, you know, really hit some people very hard. And we saw death spike again. That could easily happen. So do whatever you can to protect yourself against any infectious disease is a good idea.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, as we speak in Memphis, Tennessee, at the Graceland Mansion, a public memorial is going on for Lisa Marie Presley. It is thought that she suffered a cardiac arrest. Her family, with a history of cardiac problems, her dad or grandmother. So that's going on right now. We learned the cause of death for actor Leslie Jordan this week. While he was driving, apparently suffered a heart attack and died. You know, I kind of feel that maybe we don't pay enough attention to heart health, yet it remains, if not the leading cause of death, certainly one of the top causes of death in the U.S., right?
Oh, absolutely. It is the leading cause of death. So we know that heart disease is number one. And you know, you make a very good point that maybe we don't put enough into it, because if you really think about heart health, a lot of the damage done to our heart, I hate to use the word self-inflicted, but it's self-inflicted. It's having a sedentary lifestyle and not, you know, exercising your heart appropriately. It's the diet that we eat that causes a buildup of blockage in the arteries that causes heart attacks. So not treating hypertension. All the things that we really have control over with our heart. Certainly there's a bunch of genetic issues, but some of the things that we can control, we're not doing a very good job of.
So how should people, I mean, they should do all those things. They should eat better. They should exercise. They should, you know, watch their stress, et cetera. What are some other red flags that there may be heart issues that are, you know, maybe around the corner?
Yeah, you know, probably a couple of the big things that people don't understand is that, let's say you could do a normal activity of walk around the block quickly and not be short of breath or not feel any discomfort or not feel tired. Anytime you start to do an activity that you used to be able to do easily and can't do it anymore without it feeling a little bit stressful, that's a red flag. Shortness of breath for going up a flight of stairs where you didn't have that in the past, that's a red flag. And really any increase in weight, you know, if you see a dramatic increase in weight, that can be not only dietary, but it can also be that the body is retaining water because the heart is not pumping as effectively, and we get something called congestive heart failure. So certainly any of those signs, pitting, swelling of the ankles and the lower leg where you're retaining water, again, all of those are signs that our pump, our heart, is not working as well as it should.
Yeah, the problem of obesity in America is out of control, not just for adults, but also pediatric obesity, right?
Well, Dean, it's, you know, interesting that you bring that up, because just recently, about a week and a half ago, the American Academy of Pediatrics came out with new guidelines for how we're going to treat obesity in children. Dramatically changed from the last time they had a statement, which was 15 years ago. So now we're actually looking at actually using medication in children to treat obesity, and actually even surgery in those over the age of 13 who have morbid obesity. So, and this is a problem. I mean, we have, you know, 15, 20 million, you know, children who suffer from obesity right now. So certainly when the American Academy of Pediatrics makes a dramatic change, they still are encouraging lifestyle changes and dietary and exercise, but they're finding out that that is not working, and now they're starting to look towards medication and surgery.
When you say surgery for this, what are you talking about? The kind where they reduce the size of the stomach? Was it called gastric bypass or something like that?
Yeah, you know, so there's different kinds of bariatric surgery that we do. You know, gastric bypass, where we bypass portions. There's other sleeves where we make the stomach smaller. There's even some, you know, study going on with a balloon that's actually inflated in the stomach so that you feel full earlier so that you don't eat as much. So certainly a lot of different options out there. And no one's going to rush to surgery. They're going to make sure that they do all the psychological things for mental health. They check for any other endocrine problems, diabetes, thyroid illness. They make sure that you do all the other things as far as exercise and diet. So I don't want, you know, listeners to think, oh, you know, my 15-year-old is obese, I'm going to go have surgery. It's not like that at all.
How safe is that surgery now? I've heard, for the most part, I've heard really good results. Tom Skilling famously, you know, was very open and talking about the surgery that he had, in which he lost like 100 pounds, something like that, and is looking, you know, better and better all the time. But for the most part, are those surgeries pretty safe for everyone?
Yeah, from a safety point of view, they're very safe. I mean, believe me, the American Academy of Pediatrics wouldn't be saying, let's do the surgery on children if they weren't. So really from a side effects and how we do complication rates, very low in these surgeries. And certainly done properly, actually do have good outcomes. You know, I think Al Roker, you know, Tom Skilling, I believe, you know, there's many people who have had them.
Yep.
And certainly it's a lifestyle change, because boy, all of a sudden now I have more energy, my knees don't hurt, my back doesn't hurt, all those things that we don't even equate with obesity actually get better as well.
Is it possible that somebody could have that surgery but go back to their old eating habits and regain all of that weight? And how dangerous is that once you've altered the physical structure of your stomach?
Yeah, you know, if you certainly could, because the stomach is a growing organ, right? So it can change and it can stretch. But for the most part, it's going to do fairly well. But certainly people can still take in enough calories to continue to have problems with their weight. So it's not only having the surgery, it's also now making sure that those same individuals are educated as how to eat properly going forward. So it's not as simple as, hey, you're going to have a surgery, all the pounds are going to fall off. No, you have a surgery, you eat appropriately, and then you're going to see changes.
Yeah, I know several friends of mine who have had the surgery, and Tom. I've talked with Tom about it. There was an education process before, you know, they ever went to surgery. I mean, they had to make sure that their head was in the right place, that they were ready for something like this, and prepared for what kind of lifestyle changes that they would have to make for after the surgery.
Absolutely. You know, the surgeons want to make sure that their surgery is successful. So you just kind of hit it right on the head. That individual has to be engaged to a point of, what is the treatment going to be post-surgery? What are my diets going to be? So the individual comes in and says, hey, you know, I want to lose some pounds. You know, can you staple my stomach, feel a little smaller? That is not going to fly with the physicians, obviously. So really making sure that they're in the right psychological space, they're in the right metabolic space, and they're ready for the future. And it's when we do it, it works well. It's really a successful story for many patients.
Let's take a quick break, and we'll come back and get to your questions for Dr. Kevin Most. 312-981-7200 on the telephone, 381-981-7200 to text. We'll be right back. WGN. A weekly visit with Dr. Kevin Most. And your phone calls for him, 312-981-7200, to call or text. And Jim, let's start off with you. Hi, you're on with Dr. Most on WGN.
Good morning, gentlemen. Hey, I'm headed to Florida at the end of March. And I had my last COVID vaccine and the bivalent in September. Any reason I can't get number 6 before I go?
Jim, yeah, you know, number 6 is probably not really, I shouldn't say it's probably not, it is not recommended at this time. Is there a reason you couldn't get it? No, but you're going to have a tough time finding someone who knows what your records are to give it, because it's not FDA approved and recommended. So
does he need it?
Certainly.
Does he need it before he travels?
No. I mean, he got it in September. He should still have coverage from that. But we all know the story, right? We've all heard. Boy, as we think about each time we've come out with the vaccine, it's like, all right, wait, now there's another booster. So certainly I think everyone's
waiting
for that shoe to fall. Yes.
So this one, almost every 6 months.
Right. But the interesting thing was, the boosters in the past were not for the strains that were circulating. In other words, they were just to give you the basic COVID coverage. What we're seeing now is the booster is actually for the BA4, BA5, which is the strain that is circulating right now. So if we have a change in that, we probably will see a new vaccine, which will probably be in the fall. But you've already been vaccinated for the strain that's circulating right now, so no need to get that that additional booster.
Jim, have fun in Florida. Thank you for the call. Steven, you're on WGN.
Well, hi, Dr. Most. I had a cold last week. Now I have a lingering cough and a wheezing sound in my body all night long when I sleep, which is why I was wondering, what is wrong with me and what should I do?
Well, you know, Stephen, it's interesting. The upper respiratory infections that are going around right now, certainly it probably started up in your head and sinuses. And if the cough is when you're lying down, it's very common for the cough to be the last symptom to go away. Reason being is that we still have inflammation, we still have drainage that drains back. And a cough is actually a defense mechanism, right? It's keeping stuff out of our lungs, keeping us from having just simple bronchitis versus pneumonia. Now, the wheezing is a little bit more concerning, and it's actually, if you hear wheezing, It certainly can be from inflammation and spasms. So speaking to your doctor may not be a bad idea to get an inhaler. We use those to relax the airways, which actually makes your cough more effective. But certainly it sounds like you're just having the end, you know, remnants of a bad upper respiratory infection, which is not uncommon.
Yeah, it takes a long time. I know from the second time that I had COVID, I had a lingering cough for a month or more. Finally just went away, but I was concerned about it, that, you know, this thing was not going away. But what you're saying makes absolute sense and exactly what I went through. 708 area code asks, please ask Dr. Most about shots people are giving themselves to burn belly fat. Have you heard of that?
I have not. And I would bet that it's not FDA approved. So I really would I need to know more. But I will definitely look into that. I can touch base with you next week and let you know on that one. But I certainly have not heard about it. A lot of things are being used for belly fat, but I can tell you one of probably the most important things is going to be exercise to get rid of that.
Yeah, really, there's no replacement. There's no quick fix or anything like that. 312 area code says, Dr. Most, have you seen the Netflix documentary called What the Health? It turned me vegan after I watched it. And I remember when this came out, it was a while ago. I mean, it's a documentary about, you know, eating meat, you know, being something other than vegan. I don't know if you're familiar with the documentary, but, you know, how do you fall on eating meat versus going vegan?
Yeah, you know, it has that documentary's got a lot of play and really is eye-opening to a lot of individuals. I still eat meat. I try to minimize how much I eat. I think you'll see the study that came out just last week on freshwater fish is going to scare a lot of people away from eating freshwater fish as well, just because of the forever chemicals that are found in those. And I really think that if you go back to a plant-based diet, you're going to do very well as long as you make sure you're eating the appropriate ones, right? So we get iron from the meat that we eat. So if you are in a plant-based diet, make sure that you're getting a lot of vegetables that have iron in them to make sure that you can still make red blood cells. You know, there's a lot of different nutrients that we need to make sure we have a balance if you're going to go from a normal, I shouldn't say normal, but the traditional diet to a vegan-based diet.
Yeah, it's not just a question of eating anything that once came from an animal. You have to make sure that you're providing your body with what it needs if you are going to go vegan. This is Lila. You're on WGN with Dr. Kevin Most.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Most. I am trying to help a friend. My good friend has been suffering from COVID long haulers disease for the last 2 years, where he loses his appetite. He gets some kind of a sinus sort of infection, and then he cannot eat. He's uninsured. And this pattern has repeated many times, and it has been 2 years. He's down to about 132 pounds, and the doctor said if he doesn't eat, you know, he's going to die. My question is, the doctors have not been able to treat him except to say that this is long haulers, you know, disease. Can this last that long, and what can someone do to get further treatment?
Yeah, let's get Dr. Most's response, because we're almost out of time here. Kevin?
Yeah, you know, we're learning more and more about long COVID, obviously. So certainly we don't have all the answers. And long COVID is a wide spectrum of illnesses, all the way from respiratory to mental health to dietary. So your friend, certainly there are a lot of long COVID clinics. There's some at Northwestern, which a GI doctor would look at your friend here. And really, it's going to be nutritional supplements. He's going to be forced to eat high nutrient or high caloric supplements in order to maintain his weight for this. So he's going to be an individual that's going to be on a totally different diet. He will be taking the gels that have high calories, you know, something to maintain his caloric intake and to increase his weight. So kind of unusual, right? A lot of people want to lose weight. Here's an individual that's going to have to change his diet to get his weight back up. And they do that even though they have lost their appetite. So we make sure that we give them highly concentrated foods while they still have any appetite at all.
Yeah, okay. So thank you for the call. And, Kevin, thank you very much for joining us, as always. We'll look forward to talking to you next time. Dr. Kevin Most, Chief Medical Officer, Northwestern Central DuPage Hospital. Have a great week, my friend. Thank you for joining us.
You got it, Dean. Take care. We'll talk soon.
Got quite a few people on the text line telling us about the snow in their areas. Somebody, let me see.
Will vary from place to place.
Yeah, of course. 708 area code. Inch of snow on the ground right now. Light snow falling. That's that seems to be about what it is. That we haven't heard about anything more than about an inch of snow that's out there, and the light snow falling, and it's supposed to taper off, right?
Yes, slowly. In fact, it kind of is right now downtown, tapering off a bit. I like the fact that there is the word of clearing skies for tomorrow afternoon.
What is this thing you call clearing skies?
Well, I guess it, you know, this gray that we have just become numb to that's out there might move out, and we'll see maybe, you know, a bluer color in the sky and maybe a little more light.
Light
that would from be the sky? That would be
blue.
Nice.
What are these things that you speak of?
Well, we'll find out tomorrow.
Kimosabi.
We shall find out tomorrow, Uncle Dean. We shall find out tomorrow.
It's been gloomy, right?
Oh, wow. Yes. In fact, I think it's been. Okay, last week at this time, Ron Brown here and I in the newsroom were looking out the window and going, boy, it's nice to see some blue sky. That's the last time we've seen it. A week ago, so here we go.
Andy would take pictures, as he often does, out of the windows here at the.
I took one out the window here in the newsroom. I haven't posted it yet
today.
Yeah,
what was like? It's so dark,
snow globe action. Yeah.
Oh,
I'll post it right now.
Okay.
I don't know what I'm waiting for.
Is it posted?
Hang on, snow globe at. Hang on.
There it is.
WGN Radio 720. Tweet. And my tweet was sent.
All right. Very good. So everybody check your Andy Mazur.
Andy underscore Mazur 1.
There you go. Check that for the snow globe photo that he's taking in. I'm keeping track by far on our text line this morning. A lot of people enjoying our conversation that we had about scouts, Boy Scouts, summer camp, etc. People, you know, we're talking about the scout law and the scout oath and, you know, all that. And somebody texted in, we had a 13th scout law, don't be an idiot.
That should be number one.
That should be number one, yes.
Another one should be, I will not stand out in the hall in school.
Here's another one saying, I was talking about how at Boy Scout camp, all my friend Charlie and I ever did was go up there and smoke cigarettes. Not proud of that. And boys and girls, don't be like
your, do not do this.
Do not be like your Uncle Dean with this regard. That was a terrible mistake I made. And it took me decades to quit smoking, and it wasn't easy. So don't do that. But here's somebody else that said that they learned how to smoke at Boy Scout camp.
that's not a badge, right?
That's not a merit badge.
No. Okay.
Yeah, you don't get a merit badge with a burning cigarette.
You may have one taken away from you.
Yeah. But here's a nice text from the 847. Dean, you guys on Sunday morning are like a pair of old shoes, all broken and comfy.
Oh, I like that. Thank you.
It's very nice.
Thank you.
Not sure I like being compared to an old shoe, but I get the point. I understand. So we have got another Dean's Night Out coming up. Sunday, February 12th. We'll be out at the Paramount Theater in Aurora to see their upcoming production, Into the Woods, a musical reimagining of the Grimm's fairy tale. You can join me for the special night out. 10 winners and their guests will join me to see the performance and also join me for a pre-show reception. You can enter the contest by going to WGNradio.com/contest, WGNradio.com/contest. You must enter. You must enter the sweepstakes. It ends on February 5th. We're going to go out there on Sunday, February the 12th. So, oh, and we've got some other tickets to give away also, by the way, for a pair of tickets to see Wise Children's Wuthering Heights at Chicago Shakespeare Theater at Navy Pier. This is going to be pretty cool. It is a show with music, dance, and puppetry, co-production from the United Kingdom. That will be playing January 27th through February 19th. You can get tickets by going to chicagoshakes.com, chicagoshakes.com, to purchase your own tickets. But if you'd like a pair right now, you can go to be our seventh caller on the phone line. Caller 7 at 312-981-7200, and we'll set you up with a pair of tickets to that. So you can take the kids to go and see that. So, Shwani, during the newscast, you were talking about this snowplow contest. What is the deal with that exactly now?
Okay. You still have a chance to weigh in on names you would like to see. You can vote for up to 6 names by January 31st, and the winning names will be featured on a snowplow in each of Chicago's snow districts. We've seen some very clever entries here, like Bean There Plowed That. Get it?
Mm.
Yeah, get it?
Mm.
Benny the Bull Lizard.
Oh, jeez.
Bad.
Lala Plow Loser.
Awful.
Oh, my God.
Chance the Scraper.
They don't scrape, they plow.
And plus, didn't we name the alligator guy after Chance the Rapper anyway?
Chance the Rapper,
the
yes.
Snapper, yeah.
Yeah, Chance the Snapper, yes. Yeah. But the winning names will be featured on a snowplow, and there are 50 finalists. I would imagine you can go to the City of Chicago website to see, you know, the listings and vote for them. Here's another one. Jean-Baptiste Pointe du Shovel, not Jean-Baptiste Pointe du Sable.
Apparently, every other problem in the City of Chicago has been solved.
Yeah.
This is what they have to worry about right now.
I was kind of rooting for Ernie Snowbanks or Ron Santsnow.
All right. You had me on the Ernie Snowbanks.
Sammy Snosa.
That was one.
Well, that was one of them that was in there?
Yeah, right.
I saw one earlier in the week where somebody was trying to tie in Bozo with...
Yeah.
Like Bozo the Plow. Yeah,
we had the list.
Plown, I think it was.
We had the list when we were in on Monday morning, Andy, with
that's
Wendy
right.
Snyder.
It was so memorable.
Was in for Bob, and I can't find it now. But
am I being Uncle Grouchy Pants by saying I think this is the stupidest thing I've ever heard?
No, I want the one to be named I Never Come to Your Side Street.
Yeah, that would make more sense to me. Is this the most unnecessary thing ever, really?
Didn't this start like in Europe? I think there was
there may have been one there.
Naming
yeah.
the snowplows?
Yeah, I think so. Can't remember the origin of that.
Well, you know, they're drunk on wine all the time in Europe anyway, so. I would hope that they just can shovel the streets.
Yeah, that would be a nice change of pace.
I have never... What is this ad? What does it... How does this make anything better by naming the snowplows?
Just having fun, that's all.
Yeah, overrated.
You don't know what that... you lost track of that a long time.
Humbug.
Just having fun, that's all.
I thought there were better names on that list than the ones that they came up with.
Yeah, I wish I could find, because there were actually some clever names at the list I saw earlier in the week here, and I can't find them now. So, what is it? ChicagoShovels.org? Okay, yeah, Jessica.
Chicago Shovels.
Jessica is, just
that's for sure.
Us here. All right.
How about if we name the snowplows after governors that have gone to jail? How about we name them after corrupt politicians?
Here we are. Chicago Shovels.
Brother.
And now it's not going to work for me here.
Stupid.
Wonderful.
Stupid.
Oh,
is
boy.
This fun, really?
Well, you know, it's...
I realize I'm grouchy. I know. I know that's
yeah.
me.
And what was the one of the things in the scout?
Cheerful.
Cheerful. Friendly.
Shut up
helpful.
And be cheerful. I think it's stupid. All right, you.
I hope you cover the story on WGN TV when they finalize the
when
list.
Finalize
I can see
name.
You doing a stand up outside in front of a snowplow with one of these names on there.
I see that as more of a Ben Bradley kind of story.
The Ben Bradley story? Okay.
I don't think that's a Dean story so much. But if I do, I'll have to be honest and say that this was a waste of time. Probably a waste of money. Do we know how much it's going to cost to put the names on
the snowplows? I have not seen
a
dollar figure on this, no. I haven't seen a dollar figure.
Like I said before, apparently everything else is fixed in the city, and this is all they have to worry about right now.
Boy, oh boy. Boy, this gloomy weather has really taken its toll on you.
Shawnee, bring this up during the next mayoral debate, will you? Ask the 25 candidates who are running for mayor what they think.
Oh, we're up to 25 now?
Isn't that what it is?
I think it's 9.
It's like the national debt calendar of how many, or, you know, the countdown clock. That's how many candidates we have.
Oh, we've passed that
running
now.
For
it was
mayor.
Thursday when we ran into that, where we reached the debt ceiling.
I found the list, by the way.
Oh, you did? Your computer cooperated?
Yeah, there were much better ones out there. Better Call Salt. Bozo the Snowplow is the one you're talking about there.
Yeah, Bozo the Snowplow.
Let's see. City of Big Shovelers. Oh, there's Ernie Snowbanks, yeah. Ferris Blizzard's Day Off. Sears Plower.
I think Andy's just making my point of how
then,
stupid this is.
I didn't realize this was part of it, but I would have voted for this one. Salter Payton.
Salter Payton. That was I saw that on there.
I would have voted for that one. And the list goes on and on and on.
Yeah, sure it does.
Holy Plow.
Holy Plow. Holy Plow's not
That's
bad.
Good.
Holy Plow's not bad.
Super Bowl Shovel.
The stupid.
If some of those we had on the list from earlier in the week. There.
It gets stupider by the minute. It gets
Da Plow.
Da Plow.
Exactly.
Well, you kids have your fun with your... I'll be over here having a cocktail. All right, so who watches the Golden Girls? Doesn't everybody watch the reruns, pretty much? Apparently not.
I'm over here looking at my list here. Yeah.
Andy's distracted by the list right now. The Golden Girls is one of the most popular of all the reruns that are out there right now. I love watching the Golden Girls. I've seen them a million times. I find it comforting and entertaining all at the same time. A theatrical group has taken Golden Girls episodes and have spoofed them in a new production that has just opened here in Chicago called The Golden Gals Live. We're going to talk with a couple of the cast members coming up in a few minutes here. Stick around. Don't go away. And some sad news just coming over that a longtime Chicago radio personality, Lynn Bremmer, has passed away. WXRT, where he worked, continued to work since 1991, tweeted out the message that it's with a heavy heart that we must inform you that we lost our best friend. Lynn Bremmer fought cancer as long as he could. He passed early this morning peacefully with his wife and son by his side. We'll hold each other up through this heartbreaking time. Lynn would want it that way. Take nothing for granted. A message from Terry Hemmert. Another longtime WXRT-er. Lynn Bremmer was just one of the best guys. I mean, one of the most talented people on the air. His radio show on WXRT, it's incredibly popular for his knowledge of music and his wit. His love of the Chicago Cubs shined through all the time. I got to know Lynn pretty well through the years. He was with me on television a couple of times. We had him join us to preview Lollapalooza and to talk about music. And he was just the best guy that there was. And he went off of the air, taking a leave of absence in July of last year, and talked openly about his fight against prostate cancer that had spread. And he went off the air to seek a more aggressive treatment, and just recently had returned back on the air again to do his shows again. It sounded like everything was, more optimistic, that his prognosis was good, that he had come back on the air again after going through a treatment for prostate cancer. But he had been off the air again recently. And sadly, this morning, at the age of 68, they have issued a post, the radio station WXRT, that our pal Lynn Bremmer, our friend Lynn Bremmer, passed away early this morning. So our condolences to his wife and to his son, to friends and family. It's a great loss for Chicago radio, we just couldn't be more sad about this news. Terrific guy. And we'll be talking more about it as we learn more details, but for now, this is what we've learned. So let me tell you what's coming up. I will get to a little kind of a mini version of our theater segment in a few minutes. We will be talking with the cast of this innovative spoofing of the television series The Golden Girls. People love watching the show, and people are enjoying all over the country. This is a production that actually started in Florida and was selling out night after night after night of this spoofing of the TV show. And now they've brought the show here to Chicago, and it's about to go on a national tour around the country. That's how popular this is. We'll talk with a couple of the cast members of Golden Gals Live. Time for a little mini version of our Week in Theater segment. Things that are going on stage in Chicago. And a very clever spoofing of the television show The Golden Girls has hit Chicago. It is called The Golden Gals Live. We've got a couple of cast members joining us on the program this morning. Gidget Galore and Ginger Minge. Gidget plays, Rose. Ginger is Blanche in the show. Did I get that right?
You got it right.
Welcome to the show. Nice to have you both on with us.
Thank you for having us.
So, Blanche, Ginger, you're the director of the show, the writer of the show. Talk to me a little bit about how this whole thing came to be.
Sure. Gidget and I have been best friends for 19 years now, and The Golden Girls is one of those things, you know, every clump of friends is always, I'm the Dorothy, I'm the Rose, I'm the Sophia, and of course, that made its way through our friend group. And for years, we threatened to do the show. We were like, we're just going to do it one day. So we had a drunken taco Tuesday night about 4 years ago and said, you know what? We've all got the gap in our schedule. It lines up. Let's just do it. We didn't think anybody would come. But in 48 hours, we had sold out completely, and we kept extending and extending and extending in Orlando at the Parliament House, rest in peace. And we did that for a year. So we're like, I guess there is a market for it. And we just have so much fun doing it that we were excited to really kind of build it up into something bigger now.
Yeah. So Gidget, are you recreating episodes that we might know from watching the reruns, or are you building something new out of those? You know, it's the characters that we know.
Well, for me, when I sit down to write the shows, I always go with the top 10 moments on YouTube. I watch every top 10 Golden Girls moments video, and then I take like the five that make every list and then write those five moments into a brand new show, something all original, so that there's something really new and fresh, but also a lot of those pieces that people want to see and they want to hear, because it's such a shared experience. It's a lot like the Rocky Horror Picture Show. You want to come in and say your favorite lines along with the cast.
Yeah, I mean, it's something that I can see where it would be just a hoot to, you know, come and see these if you're familiar with the show and you're familiar with the characters. For example, Gidget, how do you channel Rose, the Betty White character? How do you do that?
I'm not hearing Gidget anywhere. I don't know where she is.
I'm not either. I don't know what's wrong. We'll see if we can figure that out. But Ginger, well, Ginger.
Oh, I'm here. My little chubby cheek pressed the mute button. So yes, so I am the Rose of our group for sure.
Yes, as
we've now seen with your phone skills. Yes,
of course. So I am the Rose of our group. So for me, it's so great because that is my favorite character. It has been for years, and I am definitely the storyteller of our group when it comes to. This is what happened to me. You'll never guess what happened, girl. Sit down. I'm going to tell you this from the past. And it somehow will tie into whatever we're talking about that day. So I definitely am the Rose. So for me, it's very easy. She's childlike. She's naive. And she just sees the joy in things and always wants everything to be resolved. And that's very much my personality.
Yeah. You come up with some new St. Olaf stories to tell during the show?
This is the best. That was one of my requirements when I sat down with Ginger. I said, I have to have some of these great St. Olaf stories. And you can hear it in the audience as soon as the first line starts coming out. And some of them don't even start with, well, back in St. Olaf, you know, they don't even start like that. You can hear them get into a story and go, oh, here it comes, you know. So it's a great feeling on stage to hear that. And they just wait for the end because they know it's going to have a great payoff.
Yeah, exactly. Now, Ginger, tell me, who is playing Sophia and Dorothy in the show?
So Sophia is being played in true Golden Girls fashion by the youngest member of our cast. her name is Mr. Miss Adrian. She is the current reigning National Miss Comedy Queen, which is a national pageant for drag queens of comedy. Gidget and I are both former winners of that. It's currently Adrian's year right now. She is wildly funny and just so wonderfully appropriately inappropriate. And our very good friend, Divine Grace, is Bea Arthur reincarnated. And
she is
her. Pictures of her. And then it's so fun because, you know, I think we all kind of nail the characters. Well, I mean, you have a nail Blanche at some point, but we all kind of know who our characters are and you can really identify with them. But there's something fun about when that door opens and Divine Grace walks on and people go, oh, she looks just like Bea Arthur. And then she opens her mouth and she talks like this. And you hear the whole audience go, and she sounds like her too.
Yeah.
She really is just her reincarnated.
Yeah, I saw pictures of you all, and you physically, you nail it. And it sounds like, you know, the humor in this is all there. This is all at the Mercury Theater in Chicago at 3745 North Southport, and playing through February the 12th. All I can say to you both is thank you for being a friend and being on the show here today.
Oh, thank you.
Well, for legal reasons,
thank you for being a pal.
A pal, yes. Nobody wants to get sued. Exactly right. Thank you both. Gidget Galore, Ginger Minge, Blanche, and Rose.